Hey family, thank you so much for joining us here on our YouTube channel. We pray that this sermon touches your heart and changes your life, that you and I would all be conformed into the image of His Son, Jesus. And hey, if you want to continue to see more Word like this and help us get this message of truth, this message of Jesus out to a hurting world, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. I want to encourage you to be one of our truth partners. And you can do that by texting truth partner, one word, to 53555 today. And help us get this message of truth out to so many broken people. You and I and the whole world simply need Jesus. We love you. Thank you for being a truth partner. We'll see you back here on the channel real soon. Subscribe. Ring that bell for future notifications. God bless you.
There's some things that the Lord, and you guys can just stay up right up there. But I want to say something to you. Tonight, never be ashamed of the cross. Teach this to your children, Romans 1:16. That I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to all those that believe. And I think sometimes in church, we feel like we need to dull down the scriptures so that they're not offensive. But we need to allow the sharpness of the Word of God. It's a sword. Can I get an amen? Amen. To penetrate our hearts and change us and draw us closer to Jesus. And to end the compromise. Because compromise will never help you lead someone to Jesus. I think a lot of ministries have, and I understand it, gone away from the cross because it's offensive, but the cross is offensive. It's an emblem of suffering and shame. I don't know how you feel, but I love having a cross on this stage. Does anybody else love having a cross? We're going to get one on the, that's actually made for the outside of the building. And I just love it. I'm like, we gotta get another one because I just love that being up there so much. And I think one of the things that God is doing in the body of Christ is bringing us back to Him. And as a church, we're losing our fear of man and our fear of pleasing man. And going back, the early church had the cross. You know, they had choirs. We're going to have a choir on Easter. There's choirs in heaven. Can I get an amen about that? And the church is not all about people. We should have a heart for people. But if it's about people, it's not about the Lord. The church should be about Jesus. Can everybody say that? Say the church should be about Jesus. Should be about Jesus. And the church is a people. And so we want the Lord to breathe the scriptures and to talk to us and to breathe upon us. And I'm asking God's presence to fall this weekend at our Maple Grove campus tomorrow. And Sunday, we have two services here tomorrow and Sunday. And if you haven't registered, if you register, it'll help our team so much. And then Sunday, I'm asking them to fall at our Spring Lake Park campus. Can I get an amen for our Spring Lake Park campus? And at our Andover campus. Can somebody say amen about our Andover campus? And I'm asking God's presence. We are not building services for people and inviting Jesus. We're building services for Jesus and inviting people. And that's the heart of this house. Can I get an amen about that? It's the heart of this house. And I am so thankful for this church. And so many of you have allowed me this year to pastor you. More than ever before, I have more people in our church that are praying the tabernacle prayer, getting up and spending time with Jesus, just letting the Lord shape their heart and their life. And how many of you can say it's changing you? Come on, can I get an amen about it? It's changing you. I know I'm a better husband, you know, and Joanne's a better wife, and we're better parents when we spend time with Jesus. Can I get an amen about it? You know, I still do things that make her mad every now and then. I get it. You know, the kids were riding. We bought the kids. They have all these toys. Augustine went to say all these toys. And they had a cape. They love these capes, these superhero capes. Anybody know about these? And they run around the house and they like these things more than anybody in the world. And I had done something and Joanne was angry at me. And I put the cape on her and I'm like, now you're super angry. So I need to spend more time with Jesus. And my heart and my prayer for all of us would be Matthew 16:24. And Jesus said to his disciples, if any man wants to come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. This is the gospel message, is the cross. This cross is not part of a Bible story. It is the Bible story. From Genesis to Revelations, the whole Bible is about Jesus. The whole Word of God is about Him. In Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being, and without Him, we can do nothing. And so my heart and my prayer for all of us as a church is that we would embrace the cross and realize that every time you come to his cross, he will hand you yours. And to not be afraid of the cross and to not be ashamed of the cross, because it is the uniform of every believer. It is a crucified life. And the cross is an invitation to come and die. It's not just about praying a prayer. I believe we should ask the Lord into our heart. But the life of a Christian is one of daily crucifixion and picking up our cross and following Jesus. And Jesus said, if you lose your life for my sake, you shall find it. Lose your will, your desires, the things of this world, and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. And then all these things shall be added unto you, and you will find joy unthinkable, and you will find a boldness that you never thought you had. And God will make your weakness your strength, And then he will crucify your strength so that you can give him the glory. And the only way to carry the cross is to let go of your own life. The only way to hold the cross is to let go of our own passions and wills and desires. And when you do, his presence becomes your food. And it nourishes you, changes you. And addictions that had a hold on you fall away. And anger that you could not control falls away. And the bitterness that held you captive falls away because you're gripping the tree. And my prayer for us tonight is that we would all let the Holy Spirit audit the history of our faith. And accept not a church growth strategy of the gospel, not an entertainment of church, not a desire to just belong, but a real passion for the cross and a real love for Jesus. I think some of us come to church and it's like we sit here for 45 minutes lathered in our shame week after week before we begin to allow the Lord to unravel us. But tonight, I want to encourage you to choose to live a life of picking up your cross daily and let the tree kill the stain of sin in your heart. And leave in you a blood stain that you cannot get out. Only through the blood of Jesus. And embrace the cross. Everybody say, Lord, help me embrace the cross. Embrace the cross. And as a church, we're going for Jesus. Our church is the healthiest it's been. I don't know if you guys remember, but last Easter we had a big production on the stage. And we had a full cast, and I had put it together. I was the one who said we want to do this, and everybody did. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. And the Lord woke me up at like 3:00 in the morning before Easter and said, this is what I want you to do. And I had to come in here and tell everybody that the Lord told me to do this. And everybody was so beautiful about it. And it took our church in a trajectory towards the cross. And now 1 year later, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like we're closer to it. I feel like we're closer to Jesus. I feel like it's less of us and more of him. I feel like the fear of people has started to break off of us. And there's real freedom. Does anybody feel like that? There's real freedom. And Satan hates it. He's done everything he could do to fight me this week. I've been in fights all week. All week he's been fighting. Raising his ugly head all week. But greater is he. Woo! I'm going to say it again to encourage myself. Greater is he that is in us. That he that's in this world. And I'm more convinced than I've ever been in 20 years that we are pursuing Jesus. I had several meetings with people this week, and every one of them I told them, I said, I'm not trying to get you to come to church. I'm not trying to get you to serve in church. I ain't trying to get you to give to church. I'm trying to get you to spend time with Jesus. Just spend time with Jesus. Just spend time with Jesus. Just die.
the Master. The Master called us to die on the cross. And if we as a church will lose our fear of man, if you will let us as leaders this year, from this Easter to next Easter, lead without any fear of man. If we could have a church where everybody crucified themselves every morning, and we went for the Lord, and we actually believe that God could do the miracles and the impossible, and we sold out for Jesus, I believe the gospel and the Bible, where it says, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, the things that God could do amongst the people that are dead to Him. And live out what Paul said, that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I'll say this, and then I want us to sing a song before we go. I was reading Paul. Paul starts out in Corinthians, and he says, I am Paul, an apostle. He lists this title. And he ministers. You know, Paul murdered Christians.
He's a murderer.
Didn't like want to do it. He did it. God can restore anybody.
That's right.
And he then writes later, he says, I, Paul, a bondservant is someone who committed to serve you for a certain amount of time. And then he writes in Romans, I, Paul, a slave of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you see him on a journey of walking away from titles. It's just becoming a slave to Jesus. That my reputation means nothing. Titles mean nothing. He says, all that I've accomplished, I count as dung that I might have him. And a bondservant would stay for a certain amount of time and then they would leave. But a slave is someone who has paid the debt and has chosen to stay a part of the family. And when they would choose to be a slave to the family, they would pierce their ear. Symbolic that the Lord has my ear. The family has my ear. That it's no longer my will, but God's will in my life. And that's my heart for all of us, is that we would all become not a title, not committed to God for a certain amount of time, but that we would all become a servant of the King. How many people want to be a servant of the King? That's my heart. That's my prayer for us. That's my heart and that's my prayer. And I saw, where's Riley? Come here, Riley. Riley, give Riley a big God bless you. Get her a microphone. Somebody get Riley a microphone. Come here, Riley. They'll bring it to you. And Joanna and I love this daughter. She's a daughter of this house. And I can go to Riley, say, Riley, I need you to start praying. She's like, Riley, I need you to memorize the Word of God. I'm going to memorize the Word of God. She's like, it's so beautiful. And God's doing some things in our church. I'm asking Him to do that in our youth group.
Yes.
And then I'm asking Him to do it in our kids. The day is coming where you will pick your kids up from kids' church and you will have to wipe the tears out of their eyes because they've been with Jesus. The Holy Ghost sick them. This requires kids, leaders, and workers that are sold out to Jesus, who get up in the morning and pray for hours that the Holy Ghost would fall in kids. This is the price of the oil. I can't just hire it. It has to be people who die so that Christ can live in them. How many of you would come in agreement with me and pray that we would have kids leaders and youth leaders that are sold out? Come on, can I get an amen about it? Sold out for the gospel. We have our largest youth event coming up this coming Wednesday. And I want you to just, can we pray about that? When you see 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, I want to kill myself. I want to take my own life. Suicide is the third leading cause of death amongst teenagers in this state. Do you know we built this room when we, Brian knows, we sat in a trailer outside in that parking lot and we argued with the architects because they were like, we can't get it to this, we can't get it to that. I said, make this room seat 1,000. Well, we can't, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear it. Make this room seat, because I knew that 1,000 teenagers take their life every year in this state, 1,000. And God had showed me this room packed with 1,000 teenagers that are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I saw it. And I said, I want to rescue these teenagers. And so we have a huge evangelism event, the outreach event, this Wednesday. It's one of the largest events we do to win teenagers. And I want you to minister over that. I want you to pray over it. Would you guys stretch forth your hand to Riley? Riley, lead us in this ministry moment.
You know, we're believing so much for what God is doing in this youth ministry. One of my prayers for our teenagers is that they'll be like what Jesus says in Matthew 5, that they'll be the salt of the earth. He says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. And he says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the whole house. He says, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And I believe that God is going to do that with these teenagers, that they're going to be the salt of the earth. They're going to be the light of the world. Lord, we just pray over our teenagers that they have the boldness to do this. Lord, that you heal their hearts and their lives from everything that they have faced growing up in school, from the bullying. God, every negative thing that's been spoken over them, we just ask that they can come in this place and experience your healing. As soon as they walk in the doors, Lord, they feel a freedom come upon them that they've never experienced before. Lord, I pray that you take away any insecurity from them. Lord, that they have just a confidence in you, a confidence in your word. Lord, that they are not ashamed of the gospel. They're not ashamed of the cross. That they are determined, Lord, to pick up their cross daily, to follow you. I pray that you just break off of them any need that they feel to fit in. And that they know that they are meant to stand out, that they're meant to be the salt of the earth, and they're meant to be the light of the world. In your name we pray. Amen.
Come on. To God be the glory. Thank you, Riley. Stand there, Riley. Stretch forth your hands to Riley. How old are you? 25. 25, loves the Lord. Riley loves Jesus. A lot of 25-year-old girls are not sold out to Jesus. She is a beautiful example of character. No one's perfect. I'm not perfect. She's not perfect. But she's a beautiful example of the character of Jesus to young women. Riley's not out doing drugs. Riley's not out clubbing around. Riley's not out chasing people. Riley's sold out to Jesus and trusting God to bring the right people into her life at the right time. This is an example that you want your daughters to see. Can I get an amen about that? And I think when we have a young woman who's committed her life to the cause of Christ, that needs to be honored. Yes. And we need to pray. You need to pray for Riley. Not just pray for Pastor, pray for all of you, that God will keep them. Come on, can I get an amen about that? Stretch forth their hands to Riley. Lord, we pray that you will keep her, that she will never feel like she is not on time or behind. I affirm the call of God on her life. And I thank you that her words are healing medicine to a broken generation. And that you will give her many workers and laborers. And as she pursues you, Lord, you will give her the desires of her heart. That you will keep her in the palm of your hand. And that when she speaks, it will pierce the hearts of teenagers. And tears will run down their face to come to know Jesus. And I bless you in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. I want Andrew and Ryan to stand up. Andrew and Ryan. Right, so over here somewhere. Two Andrews. Jesus only had one. I got two. Andrew Grubb. I love him. He's my childhood best friend. And him and his wife pastored a church in Kentucky, came here to help us in the work of the Lord. And he is a Spring Lake part and fought hell. Yeah. You need to pray for him. Pray for his wife. They both walked away from ministry there, careers to be here. Michelle runs our academy. Stand up, Michelle. Runs our academy. Beautiful woman of faith. And we need to believe God. We have a lot of wickedness in this city and in our state against our kids. Coming against our kids to tell them, you're not a boy, you're not a girl, you're this, you're that. And they want to educate our kids in the school system. And Michelle represents light in darkness, teaching children that your identity is in Christ. And we need to cover that in prayer. We need to pray for that. Because we fight hell. Come on, can I get an amen? Stretch forth your hands to Andrew and Michelle. Lord, I ask for your protection, your covering, your blessing on them. I ask God that you would give them many workers and laborers at Spring Lake Park. Lord, that you would bless that campus, not just with harvest, but laborers. And God, I thank you for what you're doing at that campus. And that the same anointing and presence that is in this room will be at Spring Lake Park, and it will be at our academy, that children and teenagers will be filled with the Holy Ghost, that they will never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you will fund it, that you will bring more than enough, that we'll be able to scholarship students, and Lord, that you will bring in the coaches that are sold out to Jesus. And carry with them the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I now speak a joy and a passion and a fresh anointing. Everybody say fresh anointing. Over Andrew and Michelle. Say their names. Over Andrew and Michelle. To be light in darkness. In Jesus' name. Give them a big God bless you. Now, Andrew and Cassidy, stand up, Cassidy. I don't know how you got her. I still do not know how you got her. Andrew's been in my life over 20 years. Stretch forth your hands to Andrew and Cassidy. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for our Andover campus. Lord, that you will send the harvest and co-laborers. Yes.
that campus will flourish like a tree planted in the rivers of living water. It shall not be moved. Thank you for their passion, their zeal, Lord, to accomplish the work of Jesus. And I ask God that you would give them visions and dreams of labors, visions and dreams of miracles that will take place, and that they will raise up many, many future campus leaders, Lord, to take on other places and locations throughout the Twin Cities in America to win people for Jesus Christ. I thank you for Wesley. I bless him. I thank you, God, for the call of God on his life at a young age, and that you're going to fill him with the Holy Spirit at a young age, and that he has the gift of prophecy. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing in this couple. And I bless Andover tomorrow as they celebrate their first Easter service in Jesus' name. Everybody said, now, here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. I want us to, we have a candlelight moment, and I want us to sing a song that I grew up with. It's an old song. Some of you may know it. And we're going to worship the Lord with this. And then I'm going to pray for the last thing, and then we're going to dismiss. Is this okay? Y'all just be sitting home watching TV. Don't act like you're missing. You be at the gym right now. You ain't going to be at the gym. Right, Nico? They ain't at the gym at 9 o'clock. So I want to honor this moment. This is a special moment. And I want us to sing this song. And we're going to stand and sing it in a moment. And we may worship a little longer than that candle lasts, so you blow it out whenever you want. But Jesus is the light of the world. And I want us to celebrate that cross tonight. And I want us to never be ashamed of it. Can I get an amen?
Hey, I know that this sermon blessed your heart. I hope it's been an encouragement to you to become more like Jesus. That's our heart and that's our prayer. He's the X on the treasure map. He is the topic of heaven. Everything is all about Jesus. And I want to encourage you, get up in the morning, spend time with him, pray, seek his heart, seek his face, and see what he will do in your life. Before you go, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider being a truth partner. And like I mentioned earlier, it reminds me of Aquila and Priscilla, who would help the Apostle Paul spread the message of truth. A couple, a married couple, would just invest to spread the message of truth to so many hurting people. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. He is truth. And you can be a truth partner today by simply texting truth partner, one word, to 53555. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe to the channel. Click that little bell for notifications. But thank you for your generosity. So many of you give online, you give throughout the week, all over the nation. And I just want to say thank you so much. We're using this resource to continue to get this message of truth out to so many broken and hurting people. And we want to be a blessing to you. And so let us know how we can pray for you. You know, comment below. There's a lot of resources on my website that are available to you. But we want you to know how much we love you. Thank you for partnering with us. Thank you for being a truth partner. We'll see you back here on the channel real soon.